Let's go to the KRDO Newsline right now and visit with our very good friend Stephanie Adams. She's the Park Communities Engagement Senior Analyst with the City of Colorado Springs. Stephanie, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing so great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's get engaged right now. Let's go ahead and talk about all of the things that are exciting that are happening, especially when it comes to, you know, getting out and enjoying the park in a way that most people aren't thinking about, and that is doing Zumba in the park. Is this right?
Yes, sir. So July is National Park and Recreation Month in the country, sponsored by National Recreation and Park Association. And here, the Colorado Springs Parks Department has run an in-person and digital campaign. Our first event tonight is free to the public. It is at Panorama Park on the southeast side of town. And we have hired an instructor to teach everyone a 45-minute Zumba class for free.
Wow.
That event starts at 5 p.m. over at Panorama Park. We have a community fair. We'll have the Zumba, prize giveaways, kids' activities. It's going to be really fun.
Isn't it great that if you don't like the weather in Colorado Springs, all you have to do is just wait a week, you know, because the next week will be dry. I mean, if we did the Zumba in the park last week, we would have had to do it on some flotation devices.
Right. We actually did. This is a reschedule. We were supposed to do it late last week. There was high winds and lightning. So tonight, I think it was in the 90s today, we're going to get folks out there to Panorama Park and doing the Zumba. There's a splash pad on site. There's all kinds of slides and all ages of playground equipment, basketball courts. So come on out tonight, get a free Zumba lesson, meet with some parks professionals, and just enjoy the park. It's going to be beautiful.
For those people who have never done Zumba, how would you describe Zumba? I mean, I know it's very physical and you're always moving, but what's the best way to describe what Zumba actually is?
Sure. So, you know, when music is pumping and you kind of moving your body around, Zumba is working out key or core pieces of the body, whether it's arms, core, hips, and legs, in a movement that fits the music. So there can be country style Zumba. There can be instrumental style. The one we're doing tonight is a little bit more of a hip-hop, kind of pop music Zumba, and our instructor works here at the Parks Department and does Zumba at different facilities across the city, and he will be doing it tonight for us. His name is Albert, and he is a fast mover, man. It is going to be a wonderful class.
I always love telling people, you know, and kind of reminding them, because sometimes we all need to be reminded from time to time that, you know, there's free Zumba events like tonight, the one we're talking about, and the community fair begins at 5, and then the Zumba starts at 6, and it's all free. So the best part is that it's free, and then the second best part is the weather's going to be absolutely beautiful, because, I mean, if you don't take advantage of these things in the summer, throughout the entire winter months, you're always going to be looking back and going, why didn't I enjoy summer? Where did summer go? So this is a great opportunity to actually enjoy the weather.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful park. There's on-site restrooms, like I said, free splash pad, lovely shade coverings. You can bring your food out to the park. There's lots of tables. I don't know if anyone hasn't been to the newly renovated Panorama Park on the southeast side. It is a treat, so you should go there for sure. Just do it tonight when we're going to give you a free Zumba class and access to a bunch of community prizes.
And for those people that don't know, what's the cross streets for Panorama?
Sure, it's Fenton Road, so it's basically Jet Wing and Fountain. So if you're not familiar with Southeast, it is kind of closer to the airport, not that south, but definitely southeast side of town.
Final couple of questions. We have so many parks. I mean, this is one of the many opportunities to enjoy the parks, and we have, I mean, the park system in Colorado Springs is the best by far. And when you go out and enjoy these things, like especially tonight, there's going to be a participation prize drawing. What's that all about?
Yeah, so we do have three events in our Park and Recreation Month campaign.
Okay.
Tonight, Zumba in the Park. This Saturday is the Family Fun Walk at Memorial Park. And we'll wrap it all up with Music in the Park on July 28th. All three of them free events. All three of them, community members can come out and learn more about organized sports, our community centers, and other community resources. And just for coming out, we will enter you into a drawing for a couple of prizes.
Okay.
Those prizes are a $50 gift certificate to the Olympic City USA store, We also have prizes for a foursome at Patty Jewett or Valley High Golf Course, a car ride up to the top of Pikes Peak. Most of those places are parks. They're part of the Parks Department, so we're able to donate these experiences for free to families for coming out to participate.
So they don't have to participate in all three. They can just come tonight, participate, and if they miss the other two, they'll still get an opportunity to draw for those, right?
Yes, we will be giving away a prize tonight and one at each of those events that I talked about.
Excellent. Very, very good. Stephanie, thanks for joining us. You always have a microphone here. The Parks and Community Engagement Senior Analyst with the City of Colorado Springs. Thanks for the time, as always. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks so much, and have a great summer.
You do the same.